banks stealing your money has actually now started. This is not a sensationalist headline. The process of banks actually stealing your money has started. And by the way, I'm not talking about really high inflation or stagflation, which you could argue is a form of theft of your money, or at least tax on your money. And I'm not talking about the soaring cost of living crisis or anything like that. I'm talking about what was absolutely inevitable to happen because of the wars, the lockdowns, the hyperinflation and the cost of living crisis, the massive taxation, the low confidence in our governments and our system. This was inevitably going to happen. So the process has started. Heed this warning. Many local banks have started to freeze bank accounts. They're scared of a bank run. It happened in 2008 in the UK with Northern Rock. It happens at this stage in the financial cycle. If you track back through history, this is history repeating itself. This is actually a normal thing, but you need to be warned. Now, there's big issues in the real estate market across some countries in the world. There's big issues around mortgages not being paid in some countries in the world. Much of this, of course, caused by pandemics and lockdowns. Some banks across the world are scared of bank runs and scared of everyone asking for their money back at the same time. And right now, local banks in China have actually frozen bank accounts. There are tanks outside some China banks in a row facing the public, stopping them from coming into the bank. There are tanks. Now, this happened in Cyprus recently. There was obviously the issues with Greece. It's now happening in China. And you think it couldn't happen to you? Then you are naive, and I am here to warn you. I'm also, by the way, here to give you some strategies and tactics. Now, get this. Some local banks owned by the Bank of China. The Bank of China have said this, and I quote, right, I've got to read the whole quote. People's savings in their branch are now investment products and cannot be withdrawn. Fuck you. Your money that you thought was your money that actually isn't your money is now property of the Bank of China. Bye. I mean, that's communism at its best or at its worst or at its most extreme. This happened in 2008. This has happened through the cycles. It will happen again. The banks will have to steal your money because the governments are in trillions of debt. There's all this lending out, which isn't going to necessarily get paid back. And when they run out of money, they're going to steal your money. And this is true. Now, Catherine has said, oh God, don't start the fear here. This is not the fear, Catherine. This is the fair warning. Now, by the way, there's a really simple way for you to beat this. Don't have too much money in the bank. And look, in 1 year or 3 years or 5 years, when it proliferates through to other countries in the world, you will be bloody glad you watched this video. So I'm going to quick summarize what's happened and then I'm going to give you two or three solutions. All right. The banks are starting to steal your money. You do not own the money that you've given to the banks. If you look at the legalities, you don't own the money that you've given to the banks. They've now owned it and you trust that they'll pay it back. And as soon as they run out of money or you don't trust them, therefore you all want your money back at the same time, your money disappears. It has happened through history. Many local banks, especially in China, are starting to freeze withdrawals because of mortgage boycotts and housing crises. Of course, much of this is caused by pandemics and lockdowns and other things that we can't control. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen to you. And it doesn't mean that it's right for them to steal your money. So there are tanks outside some banks in China to stop people going to the bank. There's tanks. And that a Bank of China, quote, people's savings in their branch are now investment products and cannot be withdrawn. Thank you for giving us your money. Fuck you. You're not getting it back. Communism at its best and worst. So here are a few ways for you to protect yourself. Number one is keep minimum amounts of money in the bank. Keep your monthly expenses in the bank and a small amount of emergency fund, and then get the rest out of the banks. I have warned you many times about this. Make sure that you protect your money, because your money isn't your money once it's in the banking system. So you might want your monthly expenses and maybe 1 or 2 months max of emergency fund and savings. Then you've got to get it out of the banking system. Now, you've got to get yourself educated here. If ever there's a time to get yourself educated on making money, mastering money, managing money, investing money, protecting your money, it is now. And by the way, this is what rob.team can help you to do, but I'm going to talk about that in a moment. So the next thing you need to do is you need to get your money into assets, assets that are decentralized away from the banks. So that could be gold, physical gold. That could be Bitcoin. That could be your personal brand and, you know, getting income streams from Facebook and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and your podcast. It could be real estate. Now, when it comes to the banks, I'd much rather have a loan from them than have my money. Because if things go wrong, they're going to chase me for the money. So I'd rather have a loan from a bank, which is getting paid down by high inflation, than them have a load of my money. So I have money in watches, I have money in gold, I have money in classic cars, I have money in real estate, I have money in my personal brand, and we keep minimum amounts of money. I don't keep more than about 3 million cash in the bank, maybe 4 million at the high point. Now, obviously, as an overall amount of my net worth, that's quite low, even with our companies. We keep a few mil in the bank and that's it. And then we put it into other assets. The assets get put on the balance sheet. You have been warned. Please take this seriously. By the way, please hit the share button. Please warn as many people about this as possible, because these things start in another country, but then they proliferate through. I mean, if you think about it, the pandemic started in China and it proliferated through. It happened to Cyprus. It happened to Greece. It's happening in China. What's to say it couldn't happen in your country? You must be prepared and ready. This is not doom-mongering or fear or clickbait. This is real. So minimum amounts of liquid money in the bank, and then you're protected. Then, of course, you've got to do something with that money, because you don't want that money in cash, because cash is getting wiped out by inflation. So you want to get it into gold, maybe a bit into Bitcoin. Definitely invest it in yourself and your personal brand, in real estate and other assets that you can control or even you can leverage. You can leverage real estate by getting 70% loan on the bank. So if you want to make, manage and master your money, learn how to invest, learn how to get assets that protect your money from the banks and from inflation, I really think it's important that you join rob.team. I really do. Rob.team is an online digital learning platform. It costs you less than a large coffee a month. It costs you 1/3 of the price of Netflix, and you will learn to make, manage and master and protect your money. So open up a new web browser right now, a new page on the internet, and type in rob.team. Join now. It costs you less than a large coffee. There is no contract. You can cancel at any time, but you, for example, can get access to the 9-module, 10-hour How to Invest series. It's vital that you know how to invest your own money, because if you don't, you're going to leave it in the bank or leave it in cash or leave it in government-backed assets, and that you could lose it all. And this, again, is not fear-mongering. It's happening in China. It happened in Greece. It happened in Cyprus. And this issue of, you know, massive inflation, a massive cost of living, and the war with Ukraine and Russia, that is going to proliferate across the whole world. None of us can hide in it. Amar is absolutely right. Amar has said the best investment you ever make is in yourself. And rob.team is an investment in yourself. It's to learn, earn and invest. It's to make, manage, master and protect your hard-earned money. And to join, it's really easy. You just type rob.team into a web page. Do it right now. Don't wait. It's like, oh, I'll wait a few months to get my money out of the bank. I'll wait till I invest in myself. I'll wait till I do the course. I'll wait till I start my business. I'll wait till I start my side hustle. I'll wait till I quit my job. And it never comes. So do it now. You want to protect your money. And in the rob.team platform, one of the masterclass modules, which is actually 9 modules and 10 hours, is the How to Invest series. And you need that right now with what's going on in the world and in China. In China, there are tanks outside the banks to stop you getting your money out. There's fucking tanks. That is crazy. So to get this 9-module, 10-hour how to invest series, just open up a new page and type rob.team. Just do it now. Just rob.team into a new web browser. Join now. No risk because you can cancel anytime. No fixed contract. Learn, earn, invest. Start and scale a business. Get better financial education and knowledge. Make, manage and master money. Thank you for all the kind comments. Catherine Morgan, it's great to see you. She said Rob's content is phenomenal. Carrie Ann Pratt already joined rob.team. Thank you, ladies. We need more ladies, by the way. So go join rob.team. Now, some people say, Rob, why do you shout? Why do you get so angry? Look at your red face. Well, if there were tanks outside your local bank branch when you wanted to go and get the money, you'd freaking shout and you'd be red-faced and you'd be wishing you'd listened to me. You'd be wishing that you kept the money in the bank to a minimum. You'd be wishing that you joined rob.team and learn what to invest in and how to invest it and how to protect your money. Amma's absolutely right. The question to ask yourself, if not now, then when? It's now or never. Now, if you don't have a lot of money to protect, then you need to learn to earn and earn to invest. You need to build digital assets, multiple streams of income, turn content into cash flow, information into income. And the best way to do that is to join rob.team. Because in addition to the 9-module, 10-hour how to invest series, there's also the 21 ways to monetize your content masterclass, 21 ways to monetize social media and turn on all the social media monetization tools, the masterclass in rob.team, rob.team. So go join that right now by opening a new window. Type rob.team. Catherine has said, what about FCA protection? Well, in my opinion, and I haven't read all the FCA guidelines, but if there is a run on the banks and there is hyperinflation, I don't think any FCA protection or insurance or guarantees is going to protect you. And the bank can basically say, we want your money and there's nothing you can do about it. So why would you take that risk? I don't see why you would take that risk. The banks don't insure a massive amount of money, so that tells you what they think about money. And the banks see money as a depreciating liability because they immediately lend and invest it out. Because money is a depreciate, or cash is a depreciating liability. As soon as you get cash, it starts to go down in value. And at the moment, it's going down in value 10, 15, 20% a year with essentially stagflation. Essentially, it's not quite hyperinflation, but it's high inflation. So you've got to, when I've been doing content before, talking about banks and governments stealing your money, I've been talking about really high inflation, soaring cost of living, high taxation, which I think in some ways is theft, in other ways is just high tax. But it's leveled up now. Because when I looked at the news yesterday and there are banks in China that are shutting withdrawals and turning your cash into their asset vehicles and putting tanks outside the freaking banks, shit just got very real, very real. That's why, one, you need to share this. We need to warn as many people as possible. And number two, you must learn to earn to invest, to make and manage and master your own money, to start and scale your own business, to be decentralized, to not have much money in the bank, but know what to do with that money to protect it and invest it. And that's why I believe you should join rob.team, because I think it's one of the best financial resources to do that, to learn that, to get in the community who are also doing that, to get the tools and resources and masterclasses and masterminds and ask me anythings on making, managing and master money. And it's probably the best value you're going to get, because you probably spent more on a cup of coffee this morning than you do on rob.team. So go open a new page on the internet right now and type in rob.team, rob.team. Go do that right now. Just open a new web page. Do it now, because if it's not now, it's never, because you'll get busy and life will get in the way. And I promise you, this video is going to be something you're going to look back on in 1, 3 or 5 years and go, holy shit. To some degree, Rob was right. And by the way, it doesn't make me happy to say this. But there are simple things you can do to protect yourself. So this isn't scaremongering or, you know, fear porn. It's not. It's actually quite a simple solution. Keep minimal money in the bank and maximal money in inflation-beating assets that you control. There you go. That's the solution. But I'm telling you, all those people with all that money in the bank in China, they didn't know how to invest their money. I mean, they're in a communist state. They didn't know how to make, manage and master money, create multiple streams of income, be decentralized, build income streams. They didn't know how. So now they're fucked. And I don't want the same to happen to you. So go join Rob.team. All it is, well, actually, it's 1/3 of the price of Netflix to sign up. No contract, cancel anytime. Content every week on making, managing and mastering money and starting and scaling your business and starting a side hustle, multiple income streams, getting your earnings up, getting your tax down. Tax is your biggest expense. I've got a masterclass being uploaded as we speak next few days on how to get your tax down. I've got my tax accountant who I've paid hundreds of thousands of pounds, who's made me millions of pounds in tax saving because tax is my biggest expense right now. And he's done a 90-minute masterclass on teaching you how to get your tax down. You need to get your tax down. And by the way, if you're PAYE, you think there's no way. There is a way. It's not being PAYE, and you need to learn this. So do yourself a favor. Invest in yourself. You are your best asset. Invest in yourself wisely. Just join Rob.team right now. It won't make me rich doing it. Could make a big difference to you doing it. I've got 5,200 members. I'd love you to be 5,201. But, you know, it's your choice at the end of the day, isn't it? Rob.team, just type it into a web page. Catherine had said, I think it's important for people to know about FCA protection. Catherine, I'd love for you to maybe share what that is. Forgive my skepticism. I just don't trust it. I think, you know, when governments fall down and banks fall down, I think that protection just disappears. That's my view. I might be wrong, but would love your thoughts on that. Okay, quick summary. The banks are actually now starting to steal your money. Many local banks are freezing withdrawals. They are shutting down your ability to get your money. They're scared of a bank run. There's mortgage boycotts and housing crises. Much of this, of course, caused by pandemics and lockdowns. But if your money is stolen by the banks, do you really care how it was caused? No, you don't. And right now, it's happening in China. It happened in Cyprus. Greece basically went bust, didn't they? And get this, in some banks in China, they put tanks all along. When I first saw the pictures of tanks outside the banks, I thought the people had got together and got tanks to go for the banks because they couldn't get their money out and their money had just been stolen by their government. But it's the other way around. The government have put tanks outside the banks to protect the banks from the people because the banks have stolen their money. It's fucking outrageous. It's crazy. I mean, it's communist state at its best and worst right there. And let me quote what Bank of China declared. People's savings in their branch are now investment products and cannot be withdrawn. Thank you, fuck you, goodbye. We have your money and there's nothing you can do about it. You must protect yourself. Keep cash in the bank to a minimum, just your monthly costs and maybe a little bit of an emergency fund. Get your cash out into assets that protect it from inflation. Property, gold, a bit of Bitcoin maybe, real estate. Your own personal brand, generating leads and sales online, starting an online business, etc. These are ways that you can protect yourself. They're not that hard to do, but you must learn to earn. And you can learn, earn and invest, start and scale any business, part-time, full-time or big-time, and make, manage and master money on the financial education platform called Rob.team. Open up a new window right now. Because for less than a large coffee and 1/3 of the price of Netflix with no contract, you can join. So type rob.team into a new web browser right now. Go do it now because I've got to get out of here. Just type in rob.team and join. Do yourself the favor. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. You can go back and consume hundreds of hours of content. You could even gamify me and think, right, I'm going to get my cost of coffee value here. I'm going to get my £5 plus taxes value, which I can offset. So I'm going to get my net £3 a month value and go and consume all the content. And once you've consumed all the content, you can cancel. I'm telling you, it'll take you months to consume all the content. Let me know what you think about this in the comments. Banks starting to steal your money. Banks closing down. Banks becoming insolvent. Banks freezing withdrawals. Banks putting tanks outside their branches. Let me know what you think about all that. Hit the share button because we must warn everyone about this. There's simple solutions here, which I've explained in the video. And I think Rob.team is one of those solutions. So just open a web page now. Type rob.team into a new page, a new web browser. Do it now because I've got to get out of here. I'll see you in Rob.team. There's a community of 5,200 of us who are all helping each other, who are all doing business together, who are all supporting each other. You know, whether you're employed, an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur, You need to make, manage and master your money. And it's vital right now because the financial system is imploding. So take personal responsibility. I'll see you in rob.team. rob.team. I'll see you there. Did I say if you don't risk anything, you risk everything? If I didn't, I just did. And if I did, I just did.